Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, the show where we share stories and advice on building up your marriage and wealth. I'm Elle Martinez. Support for this podcast comes from Divvy Investments. How much do you hate losing money? I can't stand it, and it burns me even more when it's for needless fees. I work hard and I want my money to do the same. Investing in your 401k is a smart way to do that, but many times the options are a mess. That's where Divvy can help. Sign up, get assessed, and they will give you a model with specific low-cost index funds or ETF recommendations that fit you. And if your 401k doesn't have the options available, they'll tailor one based on what you do have. You continue to invest on your own, and they send you alerts when you need to rebalance. It's a win-win, the best of do-it-yourself investing with some guidance to help you avoid information overload. Divvy offers an affordable online subscription, and Couple Money listeners can save even more. Just visit divvyinvestments.com and use the coupon code COUPLEMONEY. As we wrap this year up, I'm going over some of the interviews we've had and pulling some gems I found. Today, I wanted to address a misconception, or I guess fear is a better word, that I've heard from people about money. And it's having a financial plan or even a budget limits you. Somehow it pens you in and it takes away options. And if you're still worried about putting to paper your goals or budget, then I want to share two observations from guests. The first is Jessica Morehouse. And when we had her on the show, the theme was appropriately embracing change as a couple. I won't repeat what was in the episode, but there was a point where they decided that they were going to buy a place in Toronto. Buying a house, condo, whatever, it's a big deal. And it's not something you can quickly walk away from. But with a little bit of planning, Jessica and her husband created an option should they need to leave.
Yeah, because I always was a bit afraid of buying a place of our own because I thought that kind of meant like, oh, it's kind of like you're locked into that city. Like everyone I told, they're like, oh, so you're staying in Toronto forever. I'm like, no, that's not what it means. So I think, you know, number one, like, let's just talk about, you know, if you're buying a place and you're afraid that that will kind of lock you into, you know, a certain lifestyle or a certain neighborhood or whatever. What we did before we really started considering buying a place is we crunched the numbers to see if we didn't want to live in this place, but we didn't want to let go of it, we didn't want to sell it because it is expensive to sell a home, could we rent it out for the same amount of money that we are currently paying to live in there? And we could. So that was a big, I think, factor in us being like, okay, maybe we should buy because it doesn't lock us in. We can decide to, you know, quit everything and go traveling for a year if we want and rent out this place and be fine. So that's kind of something to kind of consider. As far as other areas of your life, I mean, that's tricky. It really is kind of almost a case by case basis, I guess. I mean, I thought, you know, moving to the city would almost lock us in here, but it doesn't necessarily. You can up and move whenever you want. It's a choice. It's a lot of work, but you can do kind of whatever you want. And I think that's kind of what inspired that blog post. I think there was probably something that specifically happened that I can't even remember right now, but I was just, you know, it's crazy how many things happen, but it's also nothing is permanent. Change happens so quickly. Lots of things are beyond your control and some things are in your control. You just have to take the initiative and do it.
Another interview I enjoyed was with Liz at the beginning of this season. She and her husband are on track to retire next year in their 30s. They're already in their homestead in Vermont. And to get there, they made very specific choices about their lifestyle, housing, and work. Being a young couple, people might wonder if they're limiting themselves too quickly. But I think Liz had a great point about change and choice.
And so, yeah, when you own a home, when you have a partner, certainly once you have children, you think, oh, I can never change my lifestyle. You know, I can't change my spending. I can't change sort of my destiny. And what we realized is, no, you can. You can absolutely make a decision, draw a line in the sand and say, okay, from here on out, we're working towards, you know, X goal together.
Two of you can change course. If you start saving up for a house now and later decide that you want to travel, guess what? You can travel. Having a plan for your money gives you options. It's not a waste of time. Those habits you develop can be used for other goals and dreams. And one of the best plans for your money if you aren't ready, is being debt-free. Go ahead and dump it. It lowers your monthly expenses and your stress levels. I just saw a big sale on Dave Ramsey's site, so go ahead, grab his Total Money Makeover now. If he's not your style, I have a couple other recommendations in the show notes. Have a plan for next year. It'll put you guys on the same team, and you can make 2017 an even better year than this one. I hope these stories you heard today and in previous episodes encourage you to have a conversation about your why and create a how that fits your style. If you have any questions, reach out. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Couple Money. You can also email me at l@couplemoney.com. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.